Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've been reflecting on the fact that the distinguishing marks of the Church is that it's one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Today, the Church's holiness. When the Lord called the Israelites out of Egypt, it was to make them a holy people. The word holy actually means set apart for God. It means something whose purpose is to give glory to God. And when Christ established the Church, it was in order to make a community of holiness. St. Paul says, Christ loved the Church and sacrificed himself for her to make her holy. So we exist to be holy, to share in the life and attributes of God through union with Jesus. But where does this holiness come from? How does the Church receive her power to make her members holy? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Church is holy ultimately because all three persons of the Trinity are involved in her existence. The soul of the Church is the Holy Spirit. The head of the Church is Christ. And the creator of the Church is God the Father. And therefore the Church's mission is holy. The task entrusted to the Church is to make all her members holy. The Church exists to bring all humanity closer to God, to perfect sanctity for every human being. In fact, all the activities of the Church are directed toward this end. For the holiness of all people that we bring glory to God. So every person, actually every person in the world, was created and called to holiness. That's the church's mission, to help get them there. So if we're members of the church, the purpose of our lives is, at the end of the day, very, very simply put, to become saints and to bring others to God. Is that why you're living? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how do we know for a fact the church is holy and has the power to produce holiness in her members? Well, because she's already done so. The church has made and continues to make saints. This is why we canonize saints, to show the power of the Holy Spirit working through the church. In fact, the Catechism says, by canonizing some of the faithful, that is, by solemnly proclaiming that they practiced heroic virtue and lived in fidelity to God's grace, the church recognizes the power of the Holy Spirit within her and sustains the hope of believers by proposing the saints to them as models and intercessors. The saints are the ones who show us why the church exists, what the church is capable of doing, and how it is that the church, despite all the challenges inside and outside of her, remains a light of hope to the poor and to the broken human race. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we say that the church is holy, we mean that the church is, at the end of the day, steered and guarded by the Holy Spirit and by those men and women, the saints, who allowed the Holy Spirit to work through them. Sometimes we think about the church as being steered by certain men in power, or ways that we've given into the culture, and we get focused too much on scandals or policy decisions. But that's not the dynamic that leads the church. That stuff doesn't set the church in motion. Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict, said decades ago, "The fortuitous majorities that may form here or there in the church do not decide their and our path. It is the saints. They are the true, the normative majority by which we orient ourselves." So when Saint Bernard of Clairvaux meditated on the verse in the Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 5, "I am black but beautiful," he interpreted it to mean that the church at times is black as the night sky. Often things seem dark in the church. There can be evil and confusion everywhere. But, St. Bernard says, there are always saints shining in that night sky like stars. And if you keep your eyes on the stars, like a sailor navigating the ocean at night, you'll never get lost. But I can guarantee you, if you spend all your time in the blogosphere and all the negative in the church in the world, you will certainly be lost. Let the stars that are the saints guide us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So how does the Church make her saints? By the power of the Holy Spirit, of course. And more specifically, by the power of the Holy Spirit working through the Church's sacraments. The word sacrament comes from the same root as sacred or holy. These are the seven instruments by which the Church builds and cultivates the saints, which is her mission to produce. So how can we maybe get more out of the sacraments? Let me suggest three ways. First of all, it is our sin that blocks up our soul and prevents us from receiving the grace of the sacraments. So we need a divine rotor-rooter. We need our pipes cleaned out. We need our soul cleansed. That happens in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And we get a lot of gunk built up. So we need to go to confession regularly. One thing that will help us, I think, with confession is to do a daily examination of conscience. Because often I have this amnesia where I think, I can't really think of anything I've done wrong. And if I happen to mention that out loud, my wife will quickly chime in, I could write you a list. But if I do a daily examination of conscience, then I see where I've done things I shouldn't or failed to do things that I should have. And I develop an awareness of my need and I develop a desire for confession. The other thing is build in confession to your regular routine. At least once a month. John Paul went every week, but you got to build it into your calendar. Build it into your routine or you won't go. So daily examination of conscience and build regular confession into your routine. Otherwise, you probably won't go. And finally, if we want to derive all the benefit of the Eucharist, see, Jesus told Faustina, I come holding all kinds of graces when I come in the Eucharist, but people treat me like a dead object. And they just run away after communion right away.
So Faustina decided that she would make her soul a Bethany, a place of friendship where Jesus could rest after communion. So we can get the most out of the Eucharist by Eucharistic thanksgiving. Don't run away after Mass. From the moment you receive Jesus, remain, stick around, give him your full attention in friendship for 15 minutes, and let him flood your soul with all those graces. Don't run away. Practice Eucharistic thanksgiving. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what do you think about this practice of thanksgiving after communion?
I mean, this is at the forefront of my mind because I'm an usher. Every now and then, at least, I usher at my parish, and it makes me so nervous because it's kind of our job to watch and see if people leave after. You see people, we've had issues with people desecrating the host before at the St. Lawrence Center.
Oh, actually stealing the Eucharist?
Stealing it, or actually like crushing it up on the floor.
Oh, horrible.
Leaving it there, especially during, we have really big masses that bring in a ton of college students. And a lot of, you know, things like that. But it means we're really, really on guard. And too often I see people hit the communion line and then just run out the door. And as the usher who's kneeling in the back, I'm like, should I go after this person? Should I stop? But that's always where my head goes. Like, if you're not aware of it, it's already not a great thing. If you're just leaving the moment that you receive and you're just taking it out the door. But it also, on the other hand, makes me personally nervous because I feel like I need to run after every person.
Yeah.
And just make sure that they consume the host, because a lot of them, you have no idea.
It's true. This happens way more frequently than the common person realizes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm happy that so many people are coming to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to receive communion. What I want even more is for all of us to recognize more deeply, we've just received God.
Mm-hmm. That should be a big moment.
It should be the biggest moment of our day.
And you should stay. Well, it's just those few minutes afterwards are the most powerful moment in the entire Mass.
Teresa, those 15 minutes are the most powerful of your life.
Yeah. I think the beauty on obviously, I've just painted a quite dark picture, but the beauty on the other side of it is I've seen how many young college students now sit for so long afterwards. Even though we all know that all of our friends are waiting right outside, because we go into the social hall and we all talk and we hang out and we get to see everyone, but we still remain for a good long while with Jesus first.
The Universal Church, or at least the Church in America, is embarking on 3 years to instill Eucharistic amazement in people. I think the first place we should begin is by encouraging people to be a Bethany for Jesus after communion.
Yeah.
Be amazed with Jesus who just came into you and just stay with him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this phrase, be a Bethany, because Bethany was the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, where Jesus would go and just hang out with them.
He was just living good friendship, good relationship.
He wants to literally just hang out with us. Could you imagine if every time he went to Bethany, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus ran out of the house?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have become saints.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they would have been so much less than that.
They would have been so much less. We are making ourselves so much less than we could be by just running out of Mass.
I mean, you wouldn't do it to a friend. That's always the standard you should uphold with Christ and your friends, of course. But if you're present to your friends, be present to them.
The line you just spoke hit me like a lightning bolt. We will be so much less.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let Jesus make us so much more. I want to invite you to come with me for a deep encounter with Jesus and Mary in the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th, 2023. Going to the land of Jesus will transform your experience of Mass, reading the Bible and praying the Rosary, because you'll see it with your own eyes. But this is not a vacation. This is a deep immersion in the life of Jesus and Mary. Now you can fly from anywhere in the world. For more information, see our website, schooloffaith.com, or contact us at trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com. Well, it's the Apostles of Friendship, Good Conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.